Peter Pan, Return to Neverland. When you hear the bell, turn the page. High in the sky, Peter Pan and Tinker Bell sailed off through the clouds to Neverland. "Goodbye, Wendy," Peter shouted. "I'll always believe in you, Peter Pan," Wendy called back. That was how Wendy, now all grown up, always remembered the story. Her son Danny never got tired of hearing about his mother's adventures with Peter Pan and the Lost Boys. But Wendy's daughter Jane didn't have time for childish things. There was a war going on, and Jane had promised her father that she would take care of the family while he was away. When Jane found out she was supposed to go somewhere safe until the war was over, she was angry. "I'm not going," she argued. "We'll be together again," Wendy told her. "You must have faith." "Faith, trust, pixie dust? Mother, those are just words from your stories." Jane stomped over to the window. "They don't mean anything. Peter Pan isn't real, and people don't fly." It was all too much for Jane. She lay down on the window seat and cried herself to sleep. A noise woke Jane in the middle of the night. She gasped. Standing over her was, could it be, Captain Hook? "Hello, Wendy," he said, mistaking Jane for her mother. Before Jane could say a word, Hook's first mate, Mr. Smee, stuffed her into a sack. They boarded Hook's flying pirate ship and set sail for the second star to the right and straight on till morning. They were going to Neverland. When the boat anchored, Jane peeked out of the sack and watched the pirates. "With Wendy as bait, we shall lure Peter Pan to his doom," snarled Captain Hook. "Summon the beast!" Smee dumped a bucket of fish over the side of the boat. Suddenly, a giant octopus rose to gobble up the fish. Just then, a shadow appeared behind the topsail. The sail was sliced open with a dagger, and there was Peter Pan. "I've got a little something for you," Captain Hook said to him. "A certain friend of yours, Wendy." Hook dropped the sack, and it plunged down toward the hungry octopus. Peter Pan dove after it. "I did it," Captain Hook said. "I'm free of Peter Pan forever." Suddenly, to Hook's horror, Peter Pan soared over the pirate ship with the sack in his arms. He had saved Jane. Peter flew to a nearby rock and freed Jane from the sack. "You're sure not Wendy," he said. Jane gasped. Peter Pan and Tinker Bell were floating right before her eyes. "Oh, I get it," she said. "I'm dreaming." "You're not real." Then Jane explained that she was Wendy's daughter. Peter Pan could hardly believe it. Peter Pan took Jane to meet the Lost Boys. "Boys, this is Jane," said Peter. "She's gonna stay here and be our new mother and tell us stories." Jane shook her head. "Actually, I'm afraid I'm not very good at telling stories," she said. "I have to go home." But the only way Jane could get home was to fly, and the only way to fly was with the faith, trust, and pixie dust. Jane didn't believe in any of that. Peter tried to help her by giving her a push, but she kept falling and crashing into things. Jane soon became frustrated by the Lost Boys' silly games and stormed off. Tinker Bell followed her and pulled her hair. "Leave me alone," Jane cried. "I don't believe in any of this, and I especially don't believe in fairies." Suddenly, Tinkerbell's light began to fade. If Jane didn't believe in fairies, Tinkerbell's light would go out forever. Meanwhile, Captain Hook had a truly evil plan. He found Jane and lied to her, telling her he wished he could take them both home on his flying ship. "But Peter stole my treasure, and my men would mutiny if I so much as tried to leave without it," Hook said, pretending to cry. He promised Jane a ride home if she helped him. Hook also promised not to hurt Peter Pan. Then he gave Jane a whistle to blow when she found the treasure. The Lost Boys were happy to see Jane again. They took her on a wild adventure through Neverland. Jane had a wonderful time. She forgot all about her responsibilities and being grown up. Peter said they'd do anything for her. Why don't we play a game, like maybe treasure hunt? Jane suggested. Everyone started to search. Jane walked into Dead Man's Cave, and there, right before her eyes, was Hook's treasure. Peter Pan was so impressed that Jane had found the treasure, he proclaimed her the very first lost girl. Jane was very happy. She threw the whistle away and decided she would never tell Hook about the treasure. But one of the Lost Boys found the whistle, and he blew it. In an instant, Captain Hook and his pirates appeared. They captured Peter Pan and the Lost Boys and chained them up. "Stop it, please," Jane shouted. Jane tried to explain to Peter that Captain Hook had tricked her, but Peter would not listen. "You lied to me, and because you don't believe in fairies, Tink's light is going out," he cried. There wasn't a moment to lose. Jane ran as fast as she could to Tinkerbell's house. She knelt beside the fairy. "This is all my fault. I'm so sorry," Jane said. She started to cry. Suddenly, Tinkerbell's light began to flicker back to life. Jane did believe. Back on Hook's pirate ship, the Lost Boys stood locked and chained to the mast. Captain Hook was about to make Peter Pan walk the plank. "Say your prayers, Peter Pan," Captain Hook said, with an evil laugh. "Not so fast, you old codfish," said a voice. It was Jane, and Tinkerbell was at her side. "Jane," cried Peter, "Tinkerbell, you're alive." Hook thought he had Jane trapped on top of the mast. "Give up, girl," the villain snarled. "Never," cried Jane, and thanks to a little faith, trust, and pixie dust, she flew out of Hook's grasp. All the pirates and their captain ended up bobbing in the ocean with the hungry octopus. The Lost Boys and girl had defeated Captain Hook. Peter Pan, Tinker Bell, and Jane flew home to London, while Jane told Danny all about her grand adventures. Wendy cautiously approached the window and peered out. Would she really see Peter Pan again? "Peter?" she whispered, and there he was. "You've changed," said Peter. "Not really," Wendy said. "Not ever." Suddenly there was a knock at the door. Jane's father was home. As the happy family reunited, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell flew off to the second star on the right and headed straight till morning. The end.